Lecture 2, Dante's Literary Antecedents.
One of the points that Ron was making at the end of the last lecture is that Dante is a poet who is both very personal and quite universal. And one way to illustrate that point is the fact that as Dante takes this three-part journey to the afterlife, to hell, to purgatory, and to heaven, he has three different guides. Now, he doesn't have them for the same length of time, but these three different guides perhaps remind us of that combination of the personal and the universal. As many know, Dante's first guide is Virgil, the great Roman poet who lived just before the time of Christ, and he turns out to be Dante's guide for about, almost anyway, two-thirds of the entire poem. And then Dante gets as his guide for most of the rest of the way, Beatrice, this young woman whom he knew at least from a distance in Florence, who died when she was still very young, obviously a very personal guide. And then Dante's final guide, right at the end of the Paradiso, is the great monk and contemplative writer Bernard of Clairvaux, who lived in the 12th century. In other words, if you will, he has a famous figure from pagan antiquity, a famous figure from the history of Christianity, and Beatrice, who is, of course, Christian, but very personal as Dante's guide. Well, these first and third guides especially remind us of something that we also pointed out at the beginning of the last lecture, that is to say that this is a very learned poem, that Dante had read a lot of things written by his more or less contemporaries, like the philosophers Thomas Aquinas and Bonaventure, just to give two examples. They both died when Dante was 9 years old, so they're older contemporaries of Dante. But of course, Dante also mastered the great literary, philosophical, historical tradition that he was heir to as a Christian from the Judeo-Christian tradition of the